When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, I'm blown away by what the Eagles are doing. I mean, an 8-game winning streak that could turn into a 13-game winning streak. That could turn into, ready for this, Seltzer? Buckle up. Could turn into a 16-game winning streak in a Super Bowl. Who saw that at 2-2?
I'm serious. Waiting for the call, Joe, that you'll get. I called you guys a month ago.
That guy.
Said they were winning out.
Yeah, that one guy is out there
Don't
somewhere.
Don't you remember?
Where are you, tough guy? All right, so, you know, a lot today on how shocked we are. And I started the program by talking about the thing that has shocked me the most. And it's saying something because the defense has obviously stunned me. But getting it back on track after the way it ended last year, I didn't see it coming. I thought they could muddle their way through those issues enough to probably be a playoff team. But kind of in spite of realities, like in spite of the Sirianni-Jalen relationship. John, did you think they would get Sirianni and Jalen in a spot where the team would flourish? Because I did not.
I thought that the team could flourish. I thought Jalen could flourish. I didn't
was
know
Sirianni
that
in the
Nick,
corner?
I didn't know what Nick was going to do.
Was your view Sirianni had to go in the corner?
I thought that I didn't know how Nick would handle any of it, and I expected it to be mismanaged by Nick.
Yeah.
Well, and it was quite the opposite. And after the bye, after the self-scout by the team, by the players, by Nick himself, he has been impeccable. He has been ideal. Nick Sirianni,
yeah, he's
the
been
coach,
great.
Has been just a big part of the reason why this team is streaking.
Look,
the way that we
are. As great as the self-scout was, obviously, in the bye week this year, and they came out doing some stuff different, they run the ball more and all that, I think the biggest self-scout was whatever they did in the offseason. You know, Sirianni doesn't talk about it. He doesn't want to get into last year, and I can understand him wanting to just kind of put that in the rearview mirror, but they clearly... I mean, do we all remember the feeling of January 15th?
Yeah, the self-scout was Vic Fangio.
No, but that's only part of it. Part of it.
That defense was so historically awful.
Yeah.
To go from where that was to number one, I mean, it's and you're coaching. Remember what Miami said, all those Dolphins players. Oh, he's too tough
ridiculous.
On us.
Ridiculous.
You know, you got people love to say that young kids don't want to be coached, don't want discipline.
Yeah.
That's all kind of BS.
No,
if you have the right players.
I agree with you, but I want to play some audio Sirianni in the locker room after the game and then ask yourself, is this a guy that's just sitting in the corner? Because to me, it's not a guy that's just sitting in a corner while Kellen Moore and Fangio do it all. And listen to the way the team reacts to him pushing them that we're going back to work. It's not an off day after the win off over Baltimore. Right back to work. Listen to the response. Here's Sirianni and the guys Sunday night.
Hey, listen, you earn the right to play in games like this because of what we've been doing all year. And you'll earn the right to get more of these. All right? Really good, though. Hey, the 4 minute, the backed up, all really good. We had some guys, everybody made a contribution today. We're working tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Get to work tomorrow.
We got
to work.
We got a lot to be thankful for. That's right.
I mean, John, that's good stuff, man.
Look, that what he's talking about there when he says we're working tomorrow. A lot of times at this point of the year, coaches will say, hey, Victory Monday, guys. Victory Monday. See you Wednesday. You guys don't have to come in. Get your workout on your own. Spend time with your family. Take the time to do whatever you want.
Heal your and regroup, heal your body.
Regroup. Yeah, regroup. Heal. Spend time with your running back group. You know, you guys go do something.
So what's the differentiation he's making? What does working when it's more than it usually is mean for a team on a Monday? What is that?
What
do you think they're doing? They did more yesterday that they would not normally do on a Victory Monday.
I think they were organized. They came in. They watched the film. I would assume they watched the film together in the groups that they normally would. You break down with your running back group, watch the film after you've talked as an offense and as a defense, as a group about what needs to be improved upon.
Yep.
It really is. You make a whole day of it where you're lifting with the strength coaches. You get a conditioning in with the strength coaches. You get coached up by your coaches. You're out there on the field potentially for a walkthrough to go over the things that you weren't as able to, that you weren't able to execute in the game. And then we've heard that this team is now hitting on Wednesday.
Yep.
So not only are they eschewing the Victory Monday, they don't want to hear, hey, see you Wednesday, guys. Normally, Andy Reid, when he would say that, everyone's cheering. Yeah.
Sure.
Now, this young team cheers to hear, hey, we're working tomorrow, because they've been asking for it.
Well, and it tells me they have bought into him.
They've absolutely bought
That's
in.
That's big.
The fact that they want to hit on Wednesday, the fact that they are asking their coach, that they're cheering their coach to hit on Wednesday, that's why this team has a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Look, I love it.
And it's not just Saquon Barkley that's going to give them every chance to win the Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts who's going to give them every chance, and Vic Fangio is going to give them. It's that attitude.
Well,
it's that belief.
It's a great thing. Let's go to the phones. What stands out to you that in many ways has surprised you the most in a season that, I mean, let's be real, over the last 2 months, the surge is just, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Amazingly.
Excited, Anthony.
Hey, what amazes me, man, is the guy is finally getting his credit. He deserves the big plan. His big picture is finally come together, man. Vic Fangio, man. This defense is playing unbelievable to the way the disaster we looked at last year. Oh, my God, man.
Isn't it crazy? Anthony, the difference in the real Vic Fangio and the approximation of Vic Fangio, at least from my perspective, we were told that what we were getting last year was these are Vic Fangio disciples, and so it's going to look like the defense would if Vic Fangio were running it. Man, it didn't look like this. Now, a lot of that does have to do with the fact that Howie Roseman himself has done an incredible bang-up job with his draft picks and the acquisition of guys this offseason.
Look, one of the things is they had to get Bradbury off the field. I mean, he couldn't do it anymore, and that was going to hamper both.
He's still on our team.
No, but he's not on the field, and we knew he couldn't be on the field.
Well, he's going to be out 6 weeks. Where is he? I think it's very clear,
I mean, Anthony, you remember Bradbury in that playoff game? I honestly don't think a player in Philly sports ever played a worse playoff game. I'm serious.
You remember Bradbury in the Seahawks
Blaine Bishop.
Game?
Oh no, Blaine Bishop was a play. Oh Bradbury was the whole game. It was astounding.
It was the worst I've seen.
Right? It was unbelievable.
I believe Vic Fangio brought the attitude to our defense. Of course, bringing C.J. Gardner-Johnson back, he brought that attitude, that swagger, bringing two rookie corners.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that they would have made a difference? You You know, imagine if them two corners were starting from week one. We didn't have to wait until week four.
Well,
imagine
one did, but yeah, Cooper did not. Yeah. Yep. No, I hear you. All right, Anthony, Seltzer tells me, what do you got on a TV show here? Are you watching a regular show these days, or are you out all that nonsense?
Man, I used to, man. I still watch it to this day, though, the reruns, man. Martin.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I guess that's my point. We all watch reruns. That's all there is to watch. There's nothing on regular TV to seek out. Nothing. Regular TV. All the Netflix and all that's great, but my God. All right.
They run a bunch of them, though. They stream like a bunch of the regular shows, like Kate Olsen, you know, the guy from It's Always Sunny. She's got a show that's a network show, but they run it on the streaming, and I've watched it. It's
gotcha. Anthony, give me an answer, man. Who's the smartest fictional character?
John Wick, the Hulk. I'm going to go Tony Stark. Iron Man.
Tony Stark. Now, why did he just say three different people?
I don't know. Tony Stark's a good answer. I don't know why what the other stuff was about.
He said John Wick, then he said the Hulk.
No, he said John Went the Hulk.
John Went the Hulk. Yes, that's what he said. Good call.
Did
nice
you
job,
think,
John.
James, he said John Wick?
I did too. Yes.
I thought he said John Wick and then the Hulk.
I only heard John Wick as an answer, but yes, nice job.
All right, this is going so great for the Eagles. Now, unfortunately, we saw the news yesterday that Dallas Goedert's going to miss some time. I know Jeff McClain reported it. Here's McClain's tweet. McClain said, after an MRI, Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert's knee injury will likely sideline him on a week-to-week basis, an NFL source said. Goedert could be a candidate for short-term IR based on his recovery, but the injury is not season-ending. So not a disaster, and obviously they handled it well the last time, and Grant Calcaterra got in there. Remember, that was also the one of the games where they did struggle with the tush-push. I remember specifically Goedert wasn't there. But Calcaterra did a great job in the receiving game. We'll talk to Sirianni coming up at 8:40 today and, you know, get his sense on Goedert and Devontae.
Every
and
year
all
with
that.
Goedert, you know? It's every year.
Three, yeah.
Every year.
It could be the year to draft a tight end, meaning next April. It could be.
I hate that discussion.
But you admit every year he misses games.
He misses chunks.
Yeah, chunks.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate the way. Yeah, you're right. It makes me worry. It makes me wonder, how can we really trust to get the full 17 games? We can't. And it's been, man, I wanted to deny that. I wanted to deny that possibility that he was a little bit too flimsy. But man, when he's in there, he's
well,
so
flimsy
great.
Is a tall. I wouldn't use that word.
He plays the game
word.
Physical. Like, he got hurt.
I love
on
that
block
part,
for,
but it,
for
but it
yeah.
takes its toll.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
And we can't count on you know what? It feels like every third game, it he's banged up or we're missing him or. You know, I would love to have a full Dallas Goedert for a season, and it just doesn't seem like it's happened.
Yeah, no, it's an issue. All right, look, 215-592-9494. Joel is a big issue because he basically never plays. So what a disaster that is. He won't play again tonight. And, you know, we got a Twitter poll wondering whether he even plays 30 games this year. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think Embiid even plays 30 games this season? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. Plus, what has surprised you the most on the Eagles? In a season with a lot of shocks, you know, maybe it's a defense, a lot of answers so far on D, but man, I mean, the way they ended last year, I didn't think they were going to get the train back on the track the way they did. Coach, quarterback, team harmony, honestly, I didn't see it coming. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gang.
What's up, Mike?
Still reveling in the weekend.
Totally.
So a couple things here. Coming out of the gate, I said this team was going to go 14-3. And it was all because of Saquon. It was a couple things. Saquon, because again, I'm up here. Everybody knew Saquon up here. Everybody up here still knew Saquon had a lot in the tank. So Saquon, offensive line. Two, Jalen, just being Jalen, saying, you know what? I'm being denied. People are going to be doubting me again. I will never bet against somebody with that kind of spirit. Then they came out 2-2, and I was freaking out like everybody else, you know, scorched earth, fire Ned, fire everybody, bring in Belichick, let's get this thing course corrected. Thank God our front office did not panic. And after the bye, after we were really killing Nick, I said, you know what? I said to myself, maybe they're still a 12-5 team, because Nick, as he showed a couple of years ago, when Cutler, I wish I could buy a beer for the guy that threw the flowers in Nick's face, because after that game, Nick was a changed dude. Same thing happened this year. Nick was a changed guy. Edel said, nobody saw this. Nobody saw this. Like, the biggest surprise for me, all in all, was not just the defense, but specifically the impact of Crignon and Cooper. Like, two rookies to set the tone of the entire defense. Well, Jalen Carter as well.
Sure.
But the fact that we don't talk about Crignon, because they don't throw to Crignon. Okay? Like, so he gets left out of the conversation sometimes, I believe. It's only because he's completely eliminated their best receiver. And Cooper, you know, the defense was struggling. Cooper got better. All of a sudden, the attitude gets elevated. So specifically for me, the impact that those two guys, rookies, have made.
Yeah, no, Mike, it's a good one. All right, Mike, for the Kevin Hart tickets, who's the smartest fictional character ever?
All right, so listen, I am going to the concert. I already got tickets. So I'm going with the smartest man alive, Billy Madison.
You got it, Billy Madison. Mm-hmm. You got it, man. John, that's a genre of movie I still got to see. There's a decent chunk of the Sandler. I saw, you know, probably half of the stuff from the 90s. But I'm telling you, 2025, next year, guys, I am going to go wild on the movies. We will create a list.
I can't imagine.
Because I haven't seen Billy Madison. Haven't seen it.
It doesn't seem like Madison.
It appeals to now, your sensibility.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like it or not.
I know. I'm aware. I get it. I'll tell you what I do like a lot. Cooper DeGene and what he's doing. Let's go to last night here on WIP. Players Lounge. Great show. Cooper DeGene, a guest. And he talked about the big hit. The hit, the dump, the whole deal. Here's Cooper last night.
We want to hear how you dumped King Henry on his head yesterday.
So just take us through that play and just what it was like to land that hit on him.
Yeah, it was, I was just playing my coverage. I wasn't expecting to do the whole, you know, pick him up and put him down thing. I was just trying to run through him. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
I felt it a little bit for sure. But it felt pretty good to make that hit.
Do you feel like a bit of a welcome to the NFL moment? Obviously, you played against some great players. You had that great play against Jamar Chase. But, I mean, yesterday, like, I was there in Baltimore. That was quite the atmosphere. It's the Ravens. It's snowing. Playoff implications. Just what was that like for you to play in that type of environment and to make that type of play against some great players?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, just last year I was watching those guys, you know, play on TV, watched them play in college, two Heisman Trophy winners. So it's pretty surreal to be on the same field as them. But I love it. I love the challenge of playing against the best, you know, each and every week. That's why I strive to get to this league, you know, to play against the best in the world.
All right, that's Cooper DeGene last night. Obviously, he has been a tremendous impact rookie. And, John, he now enters for the first time in his existence a Joe Conklin song. Because Billy Jean...
I can't believe this is even happening. This is one of the greatest songs
Billy Jean.
I can ever imagine.
Yep.
And one of the toughest, coolest players that we've encountered.
Mm-hmm.
This is an all-time idea. I can't wait. I can't wait for the execution.
All right, here we go. It's not Billy Jean. It's Cooper DeGene.
Calling his name Cooper DeGene. He's an Eagles green. And every head turn when people scream. He is the one. When he took Henry down to the ground,
he picked up the biggest back in the league and threw him to the ground.
People always told me, you get excited way too much. They'll go around raising Eagles fans' hopes. Sirianni always told me, be careful who you hype. But I have to praise this day, it amazes you and me.
Cooper DeGene is like no other.
He's just a kid who
plays as hard as he can.
But DeGene is just a start.
Quinyon Mitchell, Zach Bond, he's not the only one.
Yes, the kid is having some fun.
Jalen Carter, CJ, GJ, even a punter's a weapon.
More than 40 days, more than 40 nights, Cooper's playing hard. And with Vic Fangio in command,
his schemes and plans.
Tackling guys to the floor, flying around.
He's hit
and I stuff up again.
So take Nick's strong advice.
On the field you can never be nice.
Don't be nice.
Don't be nice. People always told me not to scream and shout. You're gonna blow your voice box out.
Oh! Go for it, Merle.
Sirianni always told me be physical some more. And now I'm deathly sure the birds are gonna soar. Oh!
Yeah.
Cooper the Gene took down King Henry. Cooper the Gene took down King Henry.
Well done.
Wow.
Mr. Joseph Conklin.
That was amazing.
Mr. Jeff Conklin, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
That really was amazing.
Cooper DeGene. I mean, and that's got legs for years.
The scream and shout. You're right? Going to blow your voice box out to Merrill.
It's really good. Hey, congrats to Conklin. We thank Conklin, obviously, for the contribution. Make sure you see Conklin with City Rhythm Orchestra at the, all right, here we go. I got to find a way to say this. Asplund Theater in Westchester, U?
Asplund, yes.
Say it again,
Ray? Asplund.
I am impressed.
I believe it's like a some kind of construction.
You're impressed
company.
With yourself?
Well, I mean, John, would you know
it's
how
tough.
To say this?
It's tough Asplund. Word.
All right, fine. Asplund it is at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st. Also at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey, Saturday, February 22nd. It's the story of Philly sports through music. Tickets make great holiday gifts. Get them at JoeConklin.com.
And you can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Parks Casino for a special Conklin's Comedy Night Christmas special Thursday, December 5th and Thursday, December 19th. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
All right, Ron Jaworski will join us coming up in a moment. Jaws shortly. Also, reminder, 8 o'clock today, your chance to hear a name that with that name on Friday can win you tickets to the Eagles-Panthers game at the Link.
See a 9th straight win, possibly, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so listen at 8 for that name today and then know that name on Friday. Let's get to Derek in Paoli. Derek, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning. Yo.
Hi, Derek.
You think Dallas Goedert is going to be on the team next year? Because he always hurt, yo.
You know, it's going to be an interesting one.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I feel like it's 50-50. It could be a bring the number down sort of thing. I don't know.
I'm struggling with this one. I didn't expect that it would be this bad again. It just seems like,
it's,
man,
like every year. He's 3 games here. Last year it was like 8 games.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And,
well, listen.
And when he drops a pass, it does feel like everyone always says, oh, there, here we go again.
I don't know about that. I don't feel that way.
I don't feel like that either.
When he's out there, he does make plays, but he just ain't out there a lot.
I love him as a player. I don't think he's out there often enough, and I think that we jump down his throat at a moment's notice more than we should. I think we undervalue him to some degree.
Look,
because
I love Goddard.
Because we haven't been able to depend upon him. Like,
there's been complaints that Jalen doesn't go to him enough.
Well, that, yeah
that's
for
different.
Sure.
I agree with that.
All right, Derek, chemistry.
Yeah, Derek, what do you got on the Sixers?
Yeah, I was calling John. I'm usually 100 with you, right? Because you're a former player and you keep it real. But I feel like with Embiid, man, like to say that he don't want to play and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
I just feel like
I don't know.
His knee is done, bro. And they just not
That's
telling
awful.
Us what we want to hear. But I just feel like it just takes so much. Like Joe said, this is going to take so much for him to get back to what he was last year. And to be honest, I don't know if he can. And the only thing the Sixers probably did wrong was they read him up with all that money, and he ain't going to give us none of that.
Well, two things, Derek. That and I do wonder if they had the wrong approach last year when he got injured and they rushed him back to play in the playoffs.
Rushed him back for the playoffs,
yeah.
Right? To go out in the
mm-hmm.
first round.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why not get the surgery? They got Paul George coming in. They had all these free agents out there. He came
because
back
because he would have missed the playoffs, which was or more important to him than anything
well,
else.
Well, Derek, what we don't know is who ultimately made the call. I tend to think Embiid probably did.
It's always Embiid.
So, yeah, so I think he's got to be more than them, likely, without us knowing for sure, likely the one to be more critical of with the decision last March or February, whatever it was. But, man, it hurt. All right, Derek, I got to get to Jaws. Give me an answer. Smartest fictional character is who?
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Answer.
That's a really good answer.
That,
I like that.
One.
I like that answer a lot. All right, let's talk to Jaws. We get answers from Jaws every single Tuesday at this time, but rarely. Well, I was going to say rarely with a 10-2 team, but then again, it's 3 out of 4 years. Jaws, 3 out of 4 years, 10-2? Unbelievable.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I am surprised.
Exactly. So, Joe, it's a lot
of... Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Joe. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Of course. Come on. Seven grandkids partying, eating food, eating turkey, loading up. It was all great.
Good for you, man. That's that, are they all still boys, or do you got any granddaughters?
Oh, I got seven grandsons.
What are the odds on that?
That's great.
It's the best, absolutely the best. And you know, we have a little turkey bowl football game before we sit down and have our dinner. So it's always a lot of fun. Well, it ranges from 3 to 17, so it's quite a mix.
Do any of them have bazookas for arms?
No.
That seems so impossible.
No,
you got seven
goodness.
Of them.
You know, basketball, baseball, you know, all the other sports, but no football right now. A little flag football. That?
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is wild. All right, so, Jones, let's get to this Eagles thing. It's been such a surge. And one of the things we're discussing today is what aspect of the team has surprised you the most? What would be your answer?
Oh, pretty simple. I think the defense has been phenomenal. You know, after that first 2-2 start, what Vic Fangio has done in restructuring his defense to me was absolutely phenomenal. And I think quickly about the Ravens game. You know, that bye week we talked about the poor tackle. I think it was the Tampa game was like 19 missed tackles in that game. It was just awful exhibition. I'm going through the tape of the game against Baltimore, and I'm watching just incredible tackling. Quinion Mitchell, phenomenal. Gardner Johnson, phenomenal. Zach Bond, phenomenal. Tackling in open space, tackling in the field. The basic fundamentals of the game they've improved upon tremendously. So to me, the defense really has been a big, big improvement.
That's when you go through that tape of Baltimore, how much RPO did we succeed with against the Ravens? It felt like the RPO was sort of what unlocked the rest of the offense this time around. I don't know if you agreed when you went back and watched it again, but the RPO seemed like it was more important this week. Is
no
that
question,
something
John,
that will continue moving forward?
You know, it seemed like that first quarter, the Eagles were finding a way to shoot themselves in the foot. They weren't getting it done. They went to the RPOs, and they forced the Ravens' defense to play sideline to sideline rather than end zone to end zone. I think it opened up some lanes for Saquon. Jalen obviously made some good runs, but I would agree the RPOs really opened up the game. It was an excellent change of the game plan, as in-game change of the game plan.
And are you at all worried, though, the third quarter, 3 minutes of possession there, it feels like the offense, while we do get on track, it's just not as consistent as we'd all like to see.
Yeah, I think we would be kind of nitpicking if we said that. I think in the ebb and flow of a game, you're going to have some of those points where you're just not dominating the football game. The Ravens are a very good football team. I think, quite honestly, though, I'm happy Lamar Jackson did not bring his A game. I think he brought his C-plus game. He missed a lot of opportunities on the field, missed some throws, so that kind of kept us in the game where they had an opportunity to stretch their lead. So, but
and
I think
Tucker.
Well, the way the team is playing right now, I think it's playing championship-style football.
Yeah. Josh, you know, one of the things that's making that so is Zach Bond. I'm blown away by this dude. Do you think Howie is going to have a philosophical change and actually pay a linebacker this offseason? Let's say Bond gets real money, like pretty big money. Does Howie pay him or not?
Yes. I think he's been such a difference maker, such a great find. You know, you look back at what he was in New Orleans, and he was kind of a hand in the ground, edge, outside pass rusher. You know, the Eagles signed him, thought he would be maybe an edge pass rusher, maybe an outside linebacker. They moved him inside in a perfect fit for Vic's style of defense. He has blown me away. His ability to read, react, and diagnose the play. I mean, he can get sacks. He can tackle. He's good in coverage. He's got great feel and anticipation for the linebacker position. We all know Howie's not had an affinity for paying linebackers, and we've lost some in the past to other teams that are still playing and playing well. But I think the way Zach Bond fits in the style that Vic likes to play, they've got to sign him.
It's crazy. Have you ever seen this where a pass rusher, an edge rusher, changed positions and was an awesome coverage guy? He's our coverage backer. And yeah, that's sort of like his expertise.
I draw a blank.
It's so rare.
Zach Bond to step in. No, I'm sure maybe Howie's wildest dreams and Vic's wildest dreams, they thought, hey, this guy's going to be a pretty good player. He has exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
He has been a dominant football player.
Yeah.
Every phase of the game. You know, open field tackling. And by the way, I thought that was the difference in the game. They tackled so well.
Yeah.
They said, I said it earlier, but they tackled so well. When you get every, you know, Derrick Henry is a beast. I like the way they attack Derrick Henry.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They did not go high where you could get his stiff arm and have him run you over. They went low and got him to the ground and basically grabbed his ankles and tripped him up. So it was a well-designed game plan of how to tackle Derrick Henry.
Tremendous. Ron Jaworski with us right now. Nick Sirianni in about an hour will join the program at 8:40. Jones, let's talk about Jalen Carter, another massively impactful player. I mean, just incredible. Now, I know it might not be the easiest thing to remember year two Jerome and year two Fletcher, like a specific year. But if you can get in that zone, is Jalen Carter better than Jerome was year two? Is he better than Fletcher was year two?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't recollect exactly year two, Joe, yep. To be quite honest.
Let's
with
just
you.
Say relatively early in their career. Yeah.
And Jalen Carter is playing great football. I think the defense as a whole is playing tremendous football. And they're going to need to play well against Carolina. Carolina's an improved football team. The last 3 or 4 weeks, they played really good, solid football. So the defensive line and Jalen Carter are going to have to play very well in this matchup.
Charles, the Saquon thing. So you and I have been aligned this whole time on, yeah, they're overusing him a little bit. As they get closer to the finish line, are you worrying about that less now? Like, he isn't showing signs of slowing down. Take Carolina game. I hear what you just said about Carolina, but let's be real. They should beat Carolina. I'd like to see them beat Carolina where Saquon touches it 15 times instead of 25 times. Of course, that can impact his MVP and all that, but where are you on the Saquon usage thing in early December now?
You know, Joe, as a general statement, I would say, you know, I don't like to see him touching the ball, you know, 28, 30 times at this point. I'd like to see him healthy as we go down the stretch and healthy into the playoffs. But as I watch the tape of Saquon, he gets very few hard hits. I mean, he has the unique ability to just not take that hard hit around the knees, the hard hit around the legs. Teams now fear him. They don't come after him with reckless abandon because they're worried he's going to make them miss. So he does not take those. And John could probably speak to it better than anybody. That's what he did for a living, was avoiding those contacts, whatever he could. But I think Saquon has been a guy that's avoided those hard hits. He's been very good at protecting his own body. So I'm not that concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned. You're always concerned about injuries. But I'm not that concerned because of his ability not to take a direct hit.
Yeah, it's been something.
He's dishing it out more than he's taking.
Well, he's
it.
Doing a lot of that too. Joe, Detroit and Green Bay on Thursday. It's a big game for the implications for the one seed. Who do you think wins that game?
Green Bay. I think Green Bay. In fact, watching the game on the games this past weekend, I think clearly Green Bay now is passed by Detroit because of the injury Detroit has suffered. Green Bay is playing at a very high level right now. Wow. On both sides of football.
I like that answer. I like that a lot. All right, Jaws, wonderful stuff, my man. We'll talk next week, and just awesome. Thank you, Jaws.
As the best, man. All right, be safe.
There he is, Jaws. Ron Jaworski. How about that
answer? The Lions are 11-1, but they are going to go down a couple times down the stretch. The question is, will we play our starters? I would assume we're going to. How do they balance playing the starters, winning the games, while the Lions are out there? Think about this. The Lions playing the Packers with 9 wins, the Bills with 9 wins, the Bears, who have surprised some people lately. I don't know. They'll get in your face. The 49ers, I know that they're not, this isn't their season, but the 49ers can still spoil your season. And then they play the Vikings to end the season. The Vikings have 9 wins. The Vikings are going to be vying for their
Vikings
own playoff
seeding.
Vikings have 10 now?
Yeah. And by the way, the Eagles, the Eagles could lose the one seed to the Vikings.
Yeah.
Let me just roll out for a moment here some one seed stuff. I won't get into every scenario because we could go on for 25 straight minutes. I'll just try to make some simple sense of this. There's obviously a really good chance the Eagles go 5-0 the rest of the way. The big win to get would be home versus Pittsburgh. That's going to be the closest.
But we have not seen that. We have not seen our team play down the stretch, the final 5 games in the season. Yeah. I don't think in as long as we've done our show, we haven't seen
this. But they might have to this year.
Right.
Technically the least important. It's the most important for us how we feel about the team, but it's AFC game.
But it's the most likely to lose.
Oh, I thought you said the most important game.
I was trying to say most likely
to lose. It's the most likely to lose, I agree.
All right, but let's just say for a moment the Eagles win that game and the other 4, and they finish 5 straight wins, which, by the way, would be a 13-game winning streak and 15-2. If the Eagles get to 15...
I don't know how I feel about that winning streak, by the way.
In what sense?
I don't want to overthink it, but...
You don't want it?
John would like to sprinkle a loss in there.
He's talking about like the undefeated thing.
For the love of God.
I don't care too much about it, but I do kind of like the idea of losing one of those potentially if the Lions lose a couple.
Yeah, well, and then you also need the Vikings to lose some. So,
I guess that too.
So just bear with me for a second. If the Eagles win 5 straight, here's the deal. The Eagles would clinch the one seed at 15-2 if both of these things happen. Detroit loses twice, or Detroit loses to Green Bay. This game Thursday night is really
good.
Really good. Really important.
I didn't realize that.
Really important. Okay?
Yeah, great point.
Here's the other thing. Because what I'm getting at is if Detroit beats Green Bay but then loses one other, Detroit gets the one seed.
Day after tomorrow.
So it's really important Thursday night. That's a game to watch. Thursday night.
Because the Eagles beat Green Bay.
Yeah, it's short week. And, you know,
really
like,
big.
The
common
injuries are
thing.
Piling up for Detroit.
They are.
And they're missing like 4 of their linebackers.
Well, the Hutchinson and the linebacker and other guys.
Hutchinson's been out a while.
Here's the other thing to throw out. I just want to throw the Minnesota thing in. We shouldn't lose sight of them. They also have 2 losses, just like the Eagles. So the Eagles, if they finish 15-2, get the one seed. If also Minnesota, of course, doesn't win the NFC North. We get that. Or Minnesota loses one time. So, you know, like Minnesota has the inside track. If the Eagles and Vikings finish tied, Minnesota has the inside track.
Well, crazy stuff is going to transpire. And losses will occur where you least expect them. There's no question. The final month of the year, there's going to be a couple losses you never, ever expect. Maybe by us. Maybe. You never know.
Maybe.
But all these teams, we think we know their identity, but they're going to come out flat. They could still not show up 1 week. You can the best of the best can.
Look, the Eagles had the home loss to Washington 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, those things do happen sometimes.
The last couple, I'm worried. Look, I do think that Steelers game. Who knows? I do think we have a great looking schedule. The Giants, though,
the Commanders, that Commanders team has talent. You know, if we as a team back off in any way, because geez, it's just human nature. You sit with double digit wins at atop the division. You know, hey guys, make sure you're staying healthy. Yeah. It does creep in to your unconscious
mind. Well, that's the thing. So, yeah, I mean, just keep it all in mind. But know this, Thursday night, 2 days from now, Detroit and Green Bay, massive, massive game for the Eagles' purposes. All right, Brandon Graham, not with us today because, if you don't know, today's the day he's having surgery. So BG, of course, with us usually at this time, brought to us by Primo Hoagies. We wish Brandon a speedy recovery, and Primo wishes him a speedy recovery. You can order your holiday party trays from Primo Hoagies online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. BG will be with us in future weeks. This isn't one of those things where, you know, he's injured and not going to be part of the show. He's still going to be part of the show. But surgery today, so we certainly wish Brandon the very best with the surgery today. I don't know the time. Won't surprise me if it's now or soon. These great surgeries luck, often Brandon. Are in the morning. So, you know, BG, we love him. And of course, with no BG in studio, let's listen to BG Sunday on the field. So the game was a 425 game. Shortly before it began, he was the guy that broke the team down to say, basically, let's go kick the Ravens' ass, basically. And a lot of guys that are injured wouldn't be afforded this by the healthy players. But BG, legend status, had been playing so great. The guys want him around. He wants to be around. Here's Brandon on the field shortly before kickoff on Sunday.
Hey, y'all, man, I can't wait to watch y'all boys out there, man. Let's go out there, man. Let's take over the game from the stump, from the jump. You know, why play with them, man? We got a lot of people trying to play today. Hey, I need them young guys out there. I need everybody to play the game because we whooping their
Yeah.
So let's go out here, man. Let's go take care of business, man. Let's go have some fun, man. Let's go do them dance that we've been practicing all week. Hey, like I say, take that seatbelt off, man. Hey, it don't matter what they do, it's what we do. They ain't seen nothing. So I can't wait to see y'all boys, man, go out there and take care of business. Hey, dogs on three. One, two, three. Dogs.
Good stuff. Brandon Graham. I mean, John, I know you know that's hard for a guy who's not playing to do. But
yeah, it really is tough. And the longer it goes when you aren't out there with your teammates practicing every day, out there in the games, tackling, you know, sweating, working, the longer that goes, the less they look at you as a player. You know, the less they look at you as a guy that they admire and depend upon. You are extra. You're a guy who stands on the sideline and just watches. That gets so tough. Right now, Brandon Graham, man, he still has that influence, and it's because he's 15 years legend status in
played.
The organization.
How he played was huge.
And the way that he was able to, this season, put together some of his best football.
Agreed.
The guys all admire that so much.
He kind of, this year, reminded me a little bit of the Chris Long role from 2017.
Oh, great.
The
great
backup
point.
That would just kind of come in and...
At times, despite his age, could be the best player on the field for a few snaps
totally.
At a time.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he looked like.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 to join the conversation, whether it's on Embiid not playing or obviously the Eagles as the main topic, and what has surprised you the most in a season with a lot of twists and turns, surprises, I think, on a lot of fronts, but an incredible surge, an 8-game winning streak, which is remarkable. All right, let's go to the phones. Reminder, Sirianni today at 8:40. Let's get to Gary right now in Vineland, New Jersey. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Burkett, did the Thanksgiving Day game, did he have the same chemistry or science teacher as you?
Who are you talking about?
Kevin Burkhardt, the announcer.
Yeah. Did Kevin Burkhardt have the same science teacher as me?
Yeah, he's talking about the old, you know, the four-legged turkey.
That's great.
You know, let me tell you something, Gary. I knew I didn't like you the first time I saw your face.
Wow. Well, you never saw my face, so...
Yeah, you're probably with us at one of those Phillies games, huh? I took a shot. Didn't work.
Wow!
No, this is not going well for me.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
This is not going good for
me. That was a burn.
Bad start right there. He burned himself. Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I took a shot and it didn't work.
That was the worst burn of all time.
Well, I mean, I was trying for something ridiculous.
I knew it when I saw your face and he said,
"We'll hear it in Driver of the Week."
But we know this guy's ugly. I mean, everybody knows that. Listen to him.
Gary, are you ugly?
No, sir.
I believe him.
Gary, what do you got on our birds?
Man, I knew we were going to have a great season when we signed Mr. Saquon, man. He's amazing.
Man, I did not. I thought he'd be good. I had no sense he'd be this great. Zero sense of that.
I just think he never played with a team like this and with a line and with a plan.
Yeah. But, man, he had some injuries. And you know, this is his seventh year. This is his seventh year in pro football. It's an accomplishment to do what he's doing year seven. I mean, John, this was your last year.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. This was your last year.
I'm sure he does, Joe. You don't have to point it out to him.
That's right. Yeah, Gary.
But unlike our basketball player, he probably works hard and stays in shape and does what it needs to be a professional.
Gary, give me a great answer. Who's the smartest fictional character?
This guy literally walked into the police station, admitted to the crime he did, and then walked out. Kaiser Sose.
Oh.
He was smart. He was very smart. There's no question about that. All right, Rhea, coming up in 10 minutes, another name for people to win a chance on Friday to Eagles-Panthers tickets.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so be listening at 8 o'clock today for that name. Let's get to Charles right now. Charles, good morning.
Hey, hey, hey. How are everybody doing this morning, man? Good morning.
Fantastic, great, Charles. We got an 8-game winning streak, Charles.
Hey, I want to speak on them Sixers first, man. We need to change Embiid. I mean, he should be Big Baby Embiid, man. The tank is there, man, and it's crazy what's going on with them Sixers.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how you get it back. The desire, like, how does Joel get the desire to want to play?
But that's not the main thing, John. You keep saying that's not the main thing.
You don't know that it is.
No,
Joe.
No. The main thing is he's not physically right.
He's never worked hard to get himself.
No, but no one's going
to. I think one begets the other. You know, and has begotten the other.
But James,
if he had worked harder to stay in shape this whole time, he wouldn't have been as injured and all that stuff.
I agree with that. But James, the biggest issue right now is his knee.
I think it's the biggest issue. But I also think his motivation and himself is an issue too.
I agree.
Exactly. How are you the biggest man on the court and never want to be around the box?
I hear you, man. I get it.
My birds, I got to eat some pro with Quinion because I doubt it ain't because of the school he came from.
I did too, Charles. I did not. There's no way I thought he would look like this. He looks like he's going to be an all-time, you know, guy.
For a long
time. The island type guy, you know, like that's the, hey, just set it and forget it guy if need be. But it's also the guy who will tackle and who will do all those little things, the tough things. Mm-hmm. This guy is, and sometimes I think it's because he was a little school guy. He's willing to be humble and say, hey, I'll keep working and I'm going to be a good tackler and I'm going to come up and do all these little things that, you know, the sometimes big-headed cornerbacks from big-time programs aren't as willing to do.
Well, Charles, you know what also impressed me about his story? And, you know, some might say this is minor, and maybe it is, but I thought it was not insignificant that he stayed at Tulane with the success he had put out the prior year when big schools were coming to him. Yeah. You know, like USC's quarterback just announced yesterday he's leaving USC. Now, he's the quarterback of USC. He'd gotten benched, so I get it. You get benched, you hop to a different team. But, like, Quinion Mitchell had a shot for NIL money and big-time programs. And I don't know the why. Maybe he had a girlfriend at Tulane. Maybe he liked his coach.
Toledo. My fault.
Who knows why? But the idea of sticking it out with the group he started with, I admire that. And there are so many in society these days that just don't do that.
Yeah.
And I like that kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right,
Charles, give me a great answer. A smart fictional character.
One more thing.
Sure.
One more thing. About my number one.
Hmm.
Why is Josh Allen in the running and my number one is not in the running?
Saquon?
Come on, man.
Jalen.
No. I'm talking number about Jalen Hurts.
Well, Jalen can't be when Saquon's on. I mean, I think Jalen's not even close to where Saquon's at for MVP.
I'm talking about Josh Allen. How is he in the running?
Well, he's a better player.
Josh Allen's had an unbelievable season.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an incredible player, man.
Their numbers about the same, though.
Well, I don't know
Not too much of a difference.
Look, Jalen completed 11 passes the other day. I mean, they're being asked to do many different things.
Right.
Charles, give me an answer. A smart fictional character.
Doogie Howser, man.
Great answer.
How about that?
Really good one right there.
So what was he when the show started? About 13 or 14?
I think he was 13.
Just, and he was a doc, right?
And he was a doctor, like an actual doctor.
Done with medical school.
I like that. All right, let's listen to more of Brandon Graham because, of course, he's not with our program today as he's getting surgery today. So we want to give you a little taste of some of the things BG has said recently at this time. When you would normally hear him on our show, he was on WIP last night, Players Lounge. He talked about next year. I mean, this is a big topic. Here's the last time he was on the record about last year, talking last night on WIP.
I hate that it, you know, got cut short, but if I had to end on a game, man, that was a good game. Great game to end on for this year. And, man, who knows? Who knows? Mike. If we go long, it might be a surprise.
Look at what you said. All right.
Yeah. So that's interesting right there. You know, he actually left open the possibility of Super Bowl? Is that what he just said? Like, I don't know. Like, that, because he's talking about next year, and then he's even like, the surprise. I don't know. I was wondering, is he referencing February right there? Interesting stuff from BG, who, of course, will be part of the program next week with us.